What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and yes, you heard it here first. This is a podcast. The Video Game Bang is brought to you by many, many great people, starting with Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and coffee. We're also brought to you by Gamersups GG. Got to get your bump with the Gamersups. And Vast, the publicly traded. Are they publicly traded?
No. I can pretty much guarantee you they're not publicly traded.
Yet. No, that's not a thing. All right. Well, no. Soon to be publicly traded, Vast GG.
Do we think he knows what publicly traded means?
I don't think so. I really don't. How you guys doing? I missed you guys. I've been gone. I was globetrotting. I was in Utah, which was
very exotic.
Very empty.
It was exotically like, empty.
I felt like I was playing GTA and they forgot to load the NPCs.
That sounds like Utah.
The draw distance was just really low.
But the graphics were fantastic. Like, these mountains all over the place. Yeah. And like, it was really cool.
It was that new 2080.
Yeah. That was cool. Then headed down to DC and hung out with the Overwatch Contenders guys, which was a lot of fun as well. But I missed you guys. I watched the shows. The man who ran the whole thing while I was gone, David Webb, what is up?
What's going on, everybody? That was a good experience.
Running the show?
Yeah.
With a guest, no less.
With a guest. So that was only my third time hosting, first time, I think, interviewing anybody. And I got through. I was like, oh, this is going strong. This is good. Mm-hmm. Shit, I don't have any questions. And that's why I started messaging the two of you. Ask questions.
Well, you did a great job faking it.
I'm out.
Also, a great wing woman, Emma Sky, is holding down all the news stories and all that. How you doing?
I'm good. I got a lot of news today, too.
Oh, do you?
There's a lot of shit going on.
You came in and you had that look on your face like there's a lot to talk about.
There is. It's Gamescom.
Okay.
Would you be Iceman or Maverick?
What?
I'll be Maverick. You be Iceman.
What is happening?
Be the wingman. Do you know?
I've never seen Top Gun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right,
I understand that you're talking about Top Gun, but I've never seen it.
That's a step in the right direction.
And then
we lose followers.
Yeah. Returning. She's back. What is this? Two episodes in a row? You're on a record right here. Ivy Doom Kitty.
Oh, hey, guys.
Welcome back.
Back again.
How you been, babe?
I've been great. Been super, super busy. I think I only slept for 3 hours today.
Oh, that's a record. You're doing good. That's a lot of sleep.
Oh, yeah. So more on that later.
And then we have a very, very special guest, ladies and gentlemen. This one is this is an honor. We've been having the guest train rolling lately, and it continues with cosplay extraordinaire, Playboy model, personality. What else do you do? I'll just say her name first. I don't know.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, Holly T. Wolf. What is up?
Yes, Holly T. Wolf. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Okay, first question. Got to get to the bottom of this. What does the T stand for?
It's my middle name, Teresa.
Oh.
It's just like so normal.
Not gonna lie, a little disappointed.
I was like, Corey, you sound disappointed by that.
I was hoping, like, when I heard it was like, I always knew you as Holly Wolf, and that's bad. That's badass enough. And then Holly T. Wolf took it to the next level. I was like, oh, Holly T. Bones Wolf.
You thought it was like Holly Timberwolf?
Yeah, or something like.
You thought Ice-T, didn't you?
I thought of Ice-T first.
Sorry, it's so boring, I know. But Holly Wolf was taken on Instagram when I started, maybe, I don't know, what was it, 10 years ago? I was like, how dare this person? So I had to figure it out. So I put the T in there and
wait,
everything else the same.
Am I sensing a little accent too? Did you say figure it out?
I'm from Canada, yes. I'm from the north. And I most likely said something with a different O sound to it. Why are you judging me right now?
I'm not judging you. The queen of the north is
the queen of the north.
Queen of the north.
Awesome. Out and about, all right?
Oh, wow, all right. That's awesome. So
I'm sorry.
Wow.
You're all terrible.
It's okay. I've actually been up to Canada so much that I no longer say sorry. I say sorry.
I mean, it is spelled with an O, not an A. So you would.
This is true.
Holly, give people a little summary of who you are, what you do, where you came from.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to school for musical theater and I've always loved the arts and stuff. And I kind of started dabbling in modeling after that and got involved with Maxim and Playboy. And basically when I was able to do more of what I wanted to, which was essentially stay home and play video games, that's when I started cosplaying more. And got to start streaming and all of that kind of stuff. I grew up playing like Smash and 007 and stuff on the N64 with my brother and sister. So I've been playing video games ever since I was a kid and kind of hit it in high school and college. I don't know if anyone else did that, but you know, like want to be cool and stuff. And I just kind of stopped playing for a bit. And when I realized that there was an actual community for it, into my 20s, that's when I was like, oh, this is wonderful. I can actually, you know, do something that I really like and not be like, not made fun of for it, but just have fun doing it again. So yeah, just lots of cosplay and stuff.
The people who like make it huge in like modeling or that kind of stuff, and then they, you know, revert back to something they did when they were kids when they played video games, yeah, is always fascinating because usually those are the ones who had like a tough childhood. Like it was like, did you have that? Were you always like, you know, beautiful model lady, or were you a geek playing video games in 64? And then what was that like?
Well, I mean, I was always like a nice kid in school. I wasn't like super timid or anything like that. I had a great childhood. I was like out in the world constantly climbing trees and stuff. I lived out in the middle of nowhere with like 24 acres and yeah, I used to roam outside and then go inside and play video games with my brother and sister. And I got made fun of a lot because my parents are Mormon and they became vegetarian before I was born. So I grew up in a time where eating like being a vegetarian, vegan, was mm-hmm. not very common. So that mm-hmm. I got teased for. Plus, my parents built a house called an Earthship. And I got called like a hobbit a lot, which was great for me because I was like, yeah, love Lord of the Rings. But called, you know, I'm like, this is not an insult. I don't know what like, you're talking about.
This isn't quite the insult what house is this?
It's called an Earthship. So it's an environmentally friendly house made of all sustainable and recycled materials that runs on solar power and wind power.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I was like, my family is just super hippie, crazy vegetarians, now full vegans. And I just, mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a very interesting
that
setup as a child.
Super interesting. Yeah. So what did you plug your video games into? Did this thing have electricity? What?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Okay. Solar energy. There was a huge, huge, huge blackout, actually, in Ontario, Canada, in 2003, and I was literally playing video games, just chilling. And, like, the entire grid was off, and I'm just sitting there, like, enjoying my life. And then I went outside, and everything was dark. I was like, oh, that's kind of creepy.
You're like, my whole life waited for this moment to rub it in your face.
Exactly.
Like, at some point, this was going to pay off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, it did. That's crazy. So do you still live that way? Are you vegan, vegetarian? You know.
Yes.
Okay.
So. Yes, I am. Food-wise, I live in like a normal apartment, obviously. Just bought a house, but yeah, ooh, definitely like. Thank you.
Congratulations. That's a big.
Listen, I'm gonna have my own gaming room and cosplay room, and I'm running out of space here at my apartment. So very excited. But yeah, no, I just try to stay as healthy as possible. I hate working out. Why would I want to do that?
No, so nobody does. Yeah.
I want to sit at home and play video games for as long as possible. So being vegan is like perfect because people are like, oh yeah, you're so tiny and you must work out. I'm like, nope. But I eat really well. So it balances it out.
Dang. So, well, yeah. You recently had a little bit of trouble. I do follow you on the social media, and it seems like you had your Instagram like just removed out of the blue. What happened?
They just took it away from me. I was on it too. I was actually talking to someone, and I got logged out of my own account, and it said creator, like owner changed details. And I was like, no, they didn't. I'm right here. And it said, and then I tried to log in and it said I violated terms of service. And it took me about
Now you're so conscious of it.
No.
You do.
It took me about a week to get it back. So that was troublesome. I got banned on Twitch as well, like 2 months ago.
Why are you getting banned? What's going on here? You seem like a nice person.
I think I'm nice, yes. I was wearing a white crop top, and I shouldn't have been. They did not like that.
Was there like a Twitch clip going around? Did people come in and be like, "I'm reporting you"? Or
I got reported. Yeah, I was working on a costume, a big armor build for Anime Expo, and it was like 50 degrees out, really hot, and I was slaving away on this, and Celsius. I guess. Yeah.
I was like,
sorry, Web was super confused.
So it's 20 degrees. And okay. I was working really hard. And I think by the I put on a pair of fake boobs because the cosplay is a big anime chested girl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so the chest plate.
And people thought they were my real boobs, which they weren't.
Oh, but no.
That got a lot of views. And then I went to put on my clothes after, which I went out, changed, came back. But I think because I was like really, really warm and a little sweaty and stuff. I was wearing a white crop top and it was a little too sheer.
I see.
I'm uncomfortable, Corey. I'm uncomfortable with that sound. No, not you. Whatever sound Corey just made. That's who the law says that you cannot talk. Oh my god. Why are you like this, Corey?
So, yeah, I got banned. And now I'm all over Twitch fails and it's been a show. My Instagram got taken down and my Razer computer almost blew up on me. That was great.
Nice product placement, my Razer computer.
She just got sponsored by Alienware.
I was so angry because these things aren't cheap.
No, they're definitely not cheap.
I yelled at customer service.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're losing accounts and dropping accounts like that, like for a regular person, I feel like it's kind of like, I'll get my account back. But that's like a money maker. Like that's a source of income for you. How do you get people to undo that kind of thing? Like, I've never had an account banned.
Well, it's a show. Luckily, I had a few friends that reached out saying, hey, I know someone personally at Facebook /IG, same company. And they managed to put in appeals within the actual offices. And I've been working on my house, so I haven't been able to submit appeals constantly. The other way is you literally spam them like 10 times a day. Like my account was deleted, it shouldn't have been. Do it again 3 hours later. Do it again 3 hours later. It literally consumes your life. And I lost a few brand deals.
Oh, no.
Within a week. Big ones that I hadn't got offers for in a while, and I was super excited, and then literally next day gone, and they're like, all right, would love to see your insights.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry, but I don't have them.
See, I'm fascinated. Yeah. Like you've achieved a great deal of success, but then you get a lot of people out there who are like, "Well, she only succeeded because, you know, she's a woman and she does cosplay and she shows her boobs." But like, if that was the case, wouldn't? Oh, did I say it wrong? How do you say it in Canadian?
Saying the devil's.
Oh yeah, the devil's creations. Yeah, the devil's playthings, but things. Is that what they call them?
No.
No?
Nobody has ever called them that in the history of the universe. Really? I promise you.
I think that's going to be trending in our chat now, though. So.
Get it trending. But like, if that was the case, wouldn't everybody be doing it, right? Like, so what do you attribute your success to?
Well, time management is like a huge thing. And I've been working since I was 15 years old. I'm doing like part-time, full-time jobs, a bunch of stuff. And obviously being a girl and being a pretty girl has its bonuses, I would say, but it takes a lot of effort. As soon as I started working for myself, not only is you're basically like a struggling artist. You never know when your next paycheck's gonna be. You don't have steady income, so you have to constantly be working. And the thing is, like, I work more now than I ever have. But I love it. Like, there's no doubt about it. And I'm totally fine. But the second I wake up to the second I go to bed, I'm constantly on it. Constantly working, updating social medias, emailing conventions and companies and all this kind of stuff. Plus making costumes and streaming, oh my goodness, which are all time consuming. Yeah. And YouTube. Yeah. I do YouTube. I just got verified on YouTube. That was nice.
Congratulations.
I got deleted on Instagram and verified on YouTube. I was like, thanks, YouTube. I make no money from you. You delete. You demonetize
everything.
Everything. But thanks for the check mark.
Wow.
But yeah, so no, I think, yeah, it's a lot of a good social skills, good marketing, mm-hmm. being able to brand yourself properly. Communication is huge. I find a lot of cosplayers actually, they're great at cosplaying, but sometimes your communication, your writing, your emails, all that kind of stuff, or just getting back to people in general, I've had that mentioned a few times that people will talk to cosplayers and they just like never answer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So did you manage all your own stuff or do you have people?
I manage all my own stuff.
Wow. Yeah. Ivy is the same way, right? Ivy, you manage all your own stuff. Why don't you just get people?
That's a lot of trust.
Wow. We see where the polarity here. One person goes straight to trust. The other one goes to money. Wow, Ivy.
I mean, it's true, right? If you can do it yourself and save the money. I've hired a part-time editor for my YouTube and Patreon content.
Ooh.
But that's it. Otherwise, I do everything myself. I'd rather stay up late, get less sleep, and be able to put that money towards better cosplays or better tech or whatever.
What's the goal? Like, what's the big Holly T. Wolf goal? Are you going for Hollywood? What would you do if you could just do one of these things?
I don't know. I used to do a lot of acting and stunt work on television shows.
You said musical theater too, so I
toured with High School Musical on stage.
Wait,
and
what?
I danced for Katy Perry.
Holy crap!
And, I did her whole tour here.
Why didn't you lead with that?
How long have we been friends? And you don't know these.
So it's so long ago. That was like
what?
8 years ago. When
that's
I was
not that long ago.
I mean. People see Playboy. Listen, as soon as I started doing nude work, as soon as I started modeling for Playboy, that's literally what has happened. People don't care about what I was before. I've done so much work on television and movies and, like I said, artists touring with them. People are like, oh, hot girl, Playboy. Clearly, that's her only talent, so I don't even bother anymore.
No way.
Wow.
That's cool.
Was that you in the shark suit with Katy Perry?
I was going to say, you left shark?
That was me.
Left shark, yes.
So
there was a dance at Christmas Tree at E3 this year at the Ubisoft booth. I was like, yes, I want to be that tree.
Wait, amazing. So you know Katy Perry? Or can you hook us up with Katy Perry now?
She's not a nice person.
Oh, do tell.
No, see, people ask me that stuff.
This is what we do here. We don't,
it's okay.
We
this
don't
is just a conversation about. Among friends. This won't, you know, nobody knows. About Playboy. Nobody's hearing anything.
So this is, we're your dream hosts, all right? We're not going to ask you no Playboy questions. It's all Katy Perry from here to the end of the show.
Listen, all right? Not about that. But no, I did a lot of dancing, and that's why I was so good at modeling. When I started picking it up, because I know how to extend and elongate and pose properly. I'm only 5'6", but a lot of people think I'm a lot taller because I can balance on my toes, like from ballet. I did that for years and years and years. So I can elongate and extend really well. And yeah, it's so weird. I've had so many girls be like, wow, I thought you were a lot taller.
I did think you were taller.
Right? See? Yeah.
I met you and I thought you were taller than me.
You and I are the same height.
Mm-hmm. What? I elongate very well just because of the dance background. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Modeling.
So Katy Perry. Can you please?
Oh my god!
What did she do to you? Did she cross you?
She was not very nice. We did like an 8-hour day of choreography in studio for the MMAs here in. MMVAs here in Toronto, Much Music Awards, and like she came in the next morning and was like, I don't like this, change it. So we spent like a whole day doing choreography and she's just like, nope, this is not what I want, blah 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 blah. It was just a lot.
You said you do musical theater, so you sing as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Don't ask me to sing.
I'm not gonna ask you to sing.
Don't do it.
I know where this question's going.
Dear God. Don't feel like you have to say yes to this. Do not let him make you say yes to this.
Oh, no.
I'm going to play something for
you. Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay, here we go. Holly, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
What is it? Oh.
It's a little theme song that we made.
No, we did not make this. Don't put Maverick and Iceman in on this.
Quit calling yourselves that.
It's going to stick.
It's not going to stick. Here we go.
Corey made this.
Oh. Emma.
Oh, dear God.
Emma.
This is terrible.
Emma. Emma. The
so
octave.
Uncomfortable.
Emma's so
what?
Everyone thought it was Brain Bang.
Emma's telling the news. Emma's telling the news.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable every time.
Nope. That was cringy.
Before, see what we deal with here?
Before we get to it. Holly, you actually know music, unlike most of these people. How would you rate that?
I mean,
don't let him down
really,
easy.
You weren't really sharp. Or...
Oh no!
Oh no!
Her mic went off.
We lost audio.
We lost audio for Holly Wolf.
Oh no!
Oh,
there
she's back.
You're back.
She's back. Okay.
Oh my goodness!
Right when it was getting good.
She cut it off herself, so she wouldn't have to be mean to you.
We'll fix it in post. I mean, you weren't really. That good.
I said you weren't sharp or fly. You're okay.
Yeah.
There wasn't no ear bleeding there. So.
Thank you. That's all I go for. That's all I'm going for. That's what I strive to do. Emma, you got the news stories. What we got?
We got a lot. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, although I imagine everybody does, is Gamescom right now in Germany?
Yes.
Which is like apparently is like fucking European E3.
Okay, I've never been to one. What about Holly or Ivy? Have you guys made it to a Gamescom yet?
I actually wanted to go this year, but I did not.
Oh, what stopped you?
I bought a house.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah. So what's the news?
So
of
I only compare it to E3 because it's very similar, so you can kind of get an idea of the kind of releases we're getting and the amount of releases we're getting. So to kind of deal with it, I have structured it into sections.
Okay.
To try and hopefully make it go a little bit easier. So we have newly announced games and release dates, new trailers and gameplay, and then just like random other stuff.
I really like how you went above and beyond to organize the show notes.
Oh, thank
no one
you.
Has done that in 5 years of this podcast. It's never happened. So
oh, thank you.
Good on you.
Please don't expect me to do it all the time. Now that I've done it, it's like... Oh, yeah. Now they're going to expect me to do
now
it all the time.
Yeah.
So the first thing we got announced, I figured that's the good thing to start with, is just big announcements. So the creators or developers of Until Dawn have not just a new game coming out, but a new franchise that they're calling the Dark Pictures Anthology.
Hmm.
It's going to be like similar to Until Dawn as far as like the play style and the horror genre, and it's going to be just an anthology of different stories. Within this whole thing. So they announced the first of these, which is going to be called Man of Medan.
Ooh,
I believe is how that's pronounced.
I don't know why I got excited for that.
I don't know either, but you
rhymes?
Know what? I appreciate the enthusiasm.
I do like things that rhyme.
I think that's what it was.
Is there big actors in this? Because I remember Until Dawn, one of the big things was...
Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, Sean Ashmore is in this, who you would recognize from X-Men. He's a Iceman.
I don't recognize that.
Wow, terrible. Yeah, he was also in Quantum Break. He was the guy in Quantum Break.
Oh, that guy!
I feel like he still doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking
anybody?
About.
Anybody? Anybody? Iceman?
I know who
Iceman
is.
I know. I remember Iceman.
Thank you. So that'll be coming out.
Bobby!
And, yes, Bobby. Thank you. I was like, I couldn't remember Bobby. His first name. PC, Xbox, and PlayStation, which I'm excited for because Until Dawn was PlayStation only, so I didn't get to play it when it came out, but this one's going to be cross-platform, which is great. So it's going to be similar to Until Dawn. You play as each different character. You make choices that'll affect the narrative and their personal lives. It's horror, which I imagine is going to mean, like, you're going to... Like, you get to the end of the game, you're like, okay, who do I have that survived and who died?
Yeah.
And then play it all over again. We got the first trailer for Life is Strange 2. We knew this was coming, but we hadn't seen anything of it yet. So it's going to follow the events of the first game if you played it. It sounds like... Did any of you guys play Life is Strange? Anybody?
Nope.
Ivy, Holly?
No, I downloaded it.
No.
I've not played it yet.
I don't know how spoiler I'm going to get here then.
It looks really cool.
So at the end of the game, so it's another one of those, it's a choice based. I won't say what it is. You're okay, Ivy. So at the end of the game, there's basically two different ways it can end. And they're vastly different. So the question was always kind of, how do you make a sequel to this when there's two different endings? And it sounds like they're just picking one and they're like, this is the real ending. And we're going off from there.
Oh, interesting.
So it doesn't follow Chloe and Max. It's going to follow new characters after the events of the first game. It'll come out September 27th, PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Ollie, have you had a chance to play any of those like story narrative games, like The Walking Dead or Wolf Among Us?
I have not. I'm a bit of a Nintendo nerd over here, and I've been ignoring other ones.
That's fair. That's fair. So what's up with what games are you looking forward to? Because like it's an exciting time to be a Nintendo fan right now. I'm sure you have the Switch already. What are you playing on
there? Oh yeah, I got the Switch as soon as I stood in line for 8 hours at midnight for that.
Holy crap.
Jeez.
Monster. Hey. Yeah, I got the special edition.
Your mic cut out again.
Mike.
Yeah. Truck.
Holly Wolf, your mic cut out on you.
What the?
There you're back.
Oh, there you're back.
Okay, I gotta figure. I don't know what that is. Maybe because I was trying to fool around with it earlier to get it to light up.
Might be that Razer. But, that Razer might be PC.
Terrible.
Yep. listen, I'm switching. But yeah, Smash. Smash just all the Smash. It's really exciting. So, Zelda.
I think Smash is gonna be like my game of the year. I've decided that when Smash comes out, that is the game I'm going to take absolutely seriously. I'm going to drop all the other games and I'm going to go pro in this game.
I think you should.
Which ones so do you play Smash 4, Brawl? Which ones did you like? Where are your glory years?
Brawl. Yeah.
Brawl?
Mostly Brawl. Yeah. I had a time where there was a lull in video games. So Brawl and then yeah.
I don't know about Brawl, man. I think like that any game that involved that random tripping, that was the one thing that crushed me in that game. You just run and then it would just decide like, oh, now you just fell over.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think that's going to be the one to watch. Did you see all the news coming out that they're bringing back every character and
that's the meme.
what's your character? Which one are you most excited about?
I don't know because there's so many new ones that they're also introducing. Again, I was always in. I love playing as Link. I love playing like swordsmen and characters. I also really love playing Ness.
Oh my
god. Oh,
you can't be good at Ness. It's so hard.
No, I had a kid. I had a friend when we were kids who was so good at Ness, and I hated playing Smash with him because he would just spam the yo-yo. And yeah. if mm-hmm. I got past the yo-yo, then he would just use the bat. I'm like, oh, exactly. I hate this.
Yeah, I love it. I would keep threatening people that I'm going to crush them with Ness when it comes out. I'm going to be so good.
His stage recovery was always like the most fun to watch. When he falls off the stage, he has to use that up B to spin around himself and boost it back up.
Oh, yeah.
All skill-based. That's what I mean. If you're good at that, oh, man.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. That was
frustrating.
I cannot wait. I've committed when I was so that's what we were doing in Utah. I met Nairo out there. Nairo is the number 3 Smash player in the world on the PGR, and
wow,
he was actually chosen by a kid with an illness to be the Make-A-Wish. So aww. He wanted to meet him. So they allowed Nairo to bring one media guy, and so he gave me a call. They flew us both out there. And it was like one of the most transformative like things I've done in a long time. Like I didn't That's expect awesome. It to hit me in the feels that hard, but like I'd watched a few Make-A-Wish videos leading up to that other like video game things or like pro athletes have done. And sometimes it's a little awkward. Like, you know, the kid will come in and he's like so shocked he won't say much, or he doesn't really express, you know, that he's really excited to see it for whatever reason, and then the guests are even more awkward
because they weren't expecting that.
They weren't expecting anything,
right?
But like I was me and Nairo set up. I was going out to get some B-roll because I was told we had 30 minutes before he was going to show up. So as I'm walking out, I see this family walking in, and I'm like putting things together. I'm like, this place isn't open. That's him. Oh my god. So I almost miss it, flip the camera on, and I start just following them. And they go in, and they told Riley, his name was Riley, they told Riley that he was going in for one of his appointments. Mm-hmm. And once a month, they have to drive, like, hours to get into the city to go to the appointment. So he's, like, not expecting it. They told him it's this new office that's in this, like, mall area. But then they were like, oh, let's cut through the Dave and Buster's. They go through there. They're like, oh, let's see what's through this door. And then Nairo's there. And the kid's, like, expression of, like, oh, my God. Oh, Nairo! And they gave him a big old hug. We gave him, like, everything you could imagine we got him. Nairo picked up a poster from the last big tournament and had all the pros sign it for him. And you could just see it on his face how excited he was. His mom's crying. Like, his whole family's there. Brothers, sisters are all just fucking, you know, emotional. And Nairo gave – the key thing he gave him was this a custom controller, one of a kind that – you know, has his logos and brandings and stuff on it. And he was like, oh my God, now I don't have to use my old controller. Like, everything was huge for him.
That's awesome.
And they played, and but Dave and Buster's, first of all, like, kudos to them. Like, I've always had low opinions of Dave and Buster's. I'm like, oh, that bro-y place. Like,
yeah,
you know, Dave and Buster's. But they were so welcoming, inviting. They had the nicest staff. Hooked Riley, Nairo, all of us in that room up with, like, unlimited cards to do anything we wanted. It was ridiculous.
Aww. That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
That video is going to be coming out tomorrow on the Energy Twitter. And I shot it. I did all the audio. Like, I did everything, and I was nervous as hell. And it's the most – I'm most proud of this, of, like, any of the things that I did. Like, everything came together. Aww. All the lighting. Like, oh, man. It's so good. Puts things into perspective, definitely, because, like, the first two days before that, I can't explain, like, I think we all have it. They call it, like, existential dread. Have you ever heard of that? Like, those weird feelings of, like, oh, what is this for? You know, why are we here?
Oh, yeah.
Those crazy, like, I don't want to do anything type of things. And I had it up to that morning. And then after I got there and left that day, like, I felt like a fool. I felt like an idiot when you see, like, how other kids, like, Riley's awesome, and he's got plenty of years left in him, and he's got plenty of ambitions. You know, he wants to do YouTube and Twitch and stuff like that. Like, he's super motivated now that he met Nairo. But it just definitely put my life into perspective, too.
Yeah.
Like, it could end any time, man, and we're here for a greater purpose of those things we want to do. So that was a weird left turn. I just but you talked about Smash. You did it, Holly.
Smash.
So,
yeah. I'm sorry.
This all started because of Nairo. But I'm going to take this game seriously now. I've got bit by the bug, and it's my goal to be Nairo's doubles partner. So that's the goal.
Oh, snap. Yeah,
I'm going pro.
There you go.
Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to need it.
Good luck.
What's next on the news?
Oh, yeah. So... let's see, you're talking about Life is Strange 2. So there's a game, I don't know what this is, but apparently people are very excited about it, called Shenmue 3.
Oh!
Holy crap, Shenmue 2 was my favorite game.
I have a feeling you guys also don't know what it is. Apparently Shenmue 2 came out 17 years ago, so people are super hype.
It was an Atari 2600.
It was a Dreamcast game, actually.
Was it?
Yeah, it was hyper popular, and it's one of those games where, like, there's been social media accounts and petitions. It's almost not quite Half-Life 3 status of, like, when's this coming out?
But close.
But Shenmue has always been high on the list.
It's finally, it's got a release year. It's supposed to come out next year. I guess it was announced in 2015. It was crowdfunded, and it raised $6.3 million.
Yeah. Holy crap.
For this game. So that'll come out next year, although this is the second time it's been rescheduled, so we'll see. We got a new game from THQ Nordic called Desperados, which is a Wild West tactical game. I guess it's a revival of an old game from 01 called Desperados Wanted Dead or Alive. It's apparently a hardcore stealth game.
Ooh.
Wow. In the Wild West.
Because if there's one thing video games have done right, it's always stealth.
So that'll come out, and it'll be interesting to see if they're able... I don't know if I would say they're writing the coattails of Red Dead. Like, if people play Red Dead, and then next year they're like, all right, I want more, you know, Western games, you know? Yeah.
So, they play Red Dead, they watch Westworld, they're like, give me some more Western games.
Apparently, that's a thing right now. Settlers, There's a franchise from Ubisoft called Settlers. It's been going on for like 25 years, and their 8th installment is coming out next year. Devil May Cry got a release date, March 8th, 2019. Devil May Cry 5. And Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which is one of those, it was like the Japanese one from E3. It looks fucking sick.
Is that the samurai one?
Yeah.
Where he's running through a field?
Maybe.
And then there's he's like fighting in the fall, and there's leaves falling everywhere.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, so that's coming out. That just got a release date, March 22nd, 2019.
Holly, were you at E3 this year?
I was.
Ooh, I took a shot in the dark. Actually, because I think at E3 2 years ago, I think we ran into each other.
Okay.
I don't think we talked, but Ivy was there. It was at a, what was that restaurant we went to, Ivy? Do you remember? Yard House? Were we at a Yard House when we saw you?
I was there like every day.
The Yard House? We did go to the Yard House at
E3. Three E3, so yep.
Okay. So what was this one compared to the last ones? Because we didn't get to go to this one.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, again, like talking about Smash, Nintendo killed it with the setup of their booth and everything. Mm-hmm. It was super well done. So I was really excited for that. The Fortnite booth was intense.
Yeah, it was.
Did you go to that?
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You seem perfect for that whole, like, are you playing the Fortnite? Getting into the those celebrity pro-ams?
Not really. I'm not playing the Fortnite too much. My fiance's son, he's 6 and he loves Fortnite. So I bought him a Switch for his 6th birthday last year. So I play with him casually. I didn't want him on like iPad games and that kind of garbage. So I was like, I'm buying you a Switch and you're playing Mario and Zelda. And Fortnite. He loves Fortnite. So yeah, so I play that casually, but they did a really good job on the booth. It looked it was gorgeous. What else? It brought in like Jurassic Park gates this year. That was pretty cool. The Twitch Lounge was awesome. Went there every day for a latte or two. That's nice.
You got three lattes. You got that Twitch partnership, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. They treat you like a listen. They treat you like kings and queens. Are you going to TwitchCon?
I'm gonna go this year. I went. Did I go? Yeah, I went last year.
Okay. So you were at the shipyard party thing. Did you go to the big Twitch party?
This year?
Yeah.
At E3?
No. Oh no, sorry. At TwitchCon last year.
Oh, I don't think. Oh. No, I don't think I did, actually. Oh, what was I doing? I don't know.
Probably something much cooler.
Probably. Yeah. Oh. Actually, I was. I did Mystique last year for Halloween.
Okay.
Eight-hour prosthetics, and I wore that to the Maxim Halloween party.
Oh, that is so cool.
I went all the way back to L.A., did the costume, shot it for literally 20 minutes, got my photos, and ran into the red carpet for Maxim.
Wow. And you did that with Kelton Effects, right?
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was a day and a half. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah.
We're trying to convince Ivy to go to TwitchCon.
That costume is amazing. Like, you guys got to look that up. It's really, really nice. Screen accurate.
Wait.
Completely accurate.
We tried our best, yeah.
Let me write that down for research purposes. Got it.
Yeah, it was a long day, but that's what I did. Yeah, so I was like, I didn't do anything. Why didn't I go?
It's a great event. I'm excited for TwitchCon this year. What do you think is the benefits of going to like a TwitchCon?
Honestly, I think a lot of my community on Twitch, at least, I don't think they go. Well, some of them do, but I find that it's a good place to meet your community and the people that watch your streams and stuff, because a lot of people do tend to want to try to go, as opposed to sometimes other cons they might not attend. Like, it's your community on Twitch, so it's like, therefore, they're just kind of like, oh, I want to go to TwitchCon. And it's super chill. I love cosplaying, but it's really nice to go to a convention where people aren't assuming you're going to be in cosplay for 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dressing up with heavy makeup and, like, crazy outfits on. So it's so nice being able to go to a convention where I can just wear normal like clothes.
Yep.
And people are like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Instead of like, why are you cosplaying?
Yep.
Do you do yep. meetups with your like community, or is it just like a chance to kind of socialize with other people in your field? Because
everything. I've met some of my community at TwitchCon last year, and it was so wonderful actually finally meeting them in person. Well, you're talking at them,
yeah,
for like a full year, you know. So that's really nice. And then also meeting other like creators and partners and stuff like that, and being able to just kind of bounce ideas off of each other. And it's just really, it's like a really inspiring place, because like everyone's there for the same reason, right?
Yeah.
So it gets you like hyped to do more.
Do you stream all exclusively to creative, or do you do games too?
I play games here and there. At the moment, I've really just been doing a lot of IRL because I've been so busy, but because IRL is a bit of a mess,
yeah,
and I'm waiting for them to kick in the new 10 categories or whatever.
Yeah.
I've kind of been avoiding Twitch.
Have you?
I'll wear a shirt like this and I get called name. So I've been like, I'm just gonna wait. A little bit.
I'm just curious how that whole thing's going to work with all of the like the different categories, because
a lot in
my stream, there's so much overlap in between all of these things that I do, because I do so many all at once.
Right.
I'm like, let's do a hangout while I eat food and work on a thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, the tags. You can put tags in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like, if you're eating, you can be like, yeah, food stream. And then an hour and a half in, you're like, oh, I'm working on a cosplay now, so you can tag the sections. So people just want to watch, like, oh, she was cosplaying at 2 hours in. Bam, they can press it, and there it is.
That's
cool. Oh, I didn't even know that.
I did not know about that. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're adding that, which is wonderful. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I got banned, and then I got a lot of heat for that, and so a lot of my streams right now are.
When
just
you say you got a lot of heat, who was the heat coming from?
The mobs of Twitch.
Was it? Was there like... I'm
called a thought every day for a while.
So is it just...
Oh, yeah. Left, right, and center.
Is it the community, or is it other creators?
Oh, community.
Oh, okay.
Not my community, but like people who have found me from like Twitch fails and... it was like Thought Hub or something.
I know.
Posting my stuff all over the website.
You just said a trigger word for Emma. Emma absolutely hates the word
thought. I hate the word thought, and it's because of Twitch. It's because it's such a thing on Twitch. If a weird internet dude sees a chick on his, you know, computer screen, Twitch thought.
If she breathes. Yeah, it's a good time.
It does. It triggers me.
When I play games with Emma, sometimes I'll throw in some things. Oh, I thought you meant you want.
And then I mute him. So he's not allowed to talk anymore.
And then I get muted. Is Thought Hub a real thing? Is that what's going on in chat? It's in Thought Hub?
Dear Thought God. Hub.
And it's a website?
It's a site. Thought Hub.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate it.
You like Pornhub, but Thought Hub.
Hate it.
So they'll post stuff on there, and it's been weird. The IRL section at least has gotten a little much, so I've actually just been chilling a little bit. I'll do makeup streams to like weed out the crazies, because they don't want to look at me when I'm not wearing makeup. So I can chill with my actual community, and they love it. Everyone else is like, oh no, away. But I'm like, bye.
There's a beautiful feature too on the follower only or subs only mode that I've noticed a lot more people doing, because in the old days
you have to
it seemed like you can get away with, you know, it was like, oh, you use that, but you're hindering people's ability, so they're gonna go away. But then you hit a certain level of like, this is actually a really good feature, and it's good for people who are like legit. Like, I jump into a couple Overwatch pros that use it, and what do you know? They actually see what you say every once in a while. You
exactly,
know?
Exactly. Oh. That's when you're so big. Like, I'm not that big on Twitch or anything, but when you are at that level, you can't see
anything, and then there's
you can't see anything.
There's the copy pastas and the spam chat.
Exactly. So you just put it on followers or sub only, and you're good to go. So yeah, I've been on followers only a while now since that happened and everything, so it's very ideal. But like I said, they're fixing the IRL. I think Twitch knows. They know that there's a problem.
Yeah.
It's got a little out of hand. So like I said, I could be sitting there like this in IRL. doing posts, social media, packing, whatever, and people just spew hate. And it's just,
yeah,
it's a lot. And you know, nobody wants to sit there and read it. And it, your community is also like really,
yes, it's more annoying
female,
for them.
Cool. Can we get over that?
I think that was a lesson I learned a little early on, was that, like, sometimes I like to not engage with trolls, but, I mean, I have a very high tolerance before I'll ban somebody. But then, yeah, like, I will wait what I think is fair and then ban that person. And then the chat is the one that's like, fuck, why did that take so long, dude? Like, yeah, it was making
my... I love trolling back because it doesn't really affect me. Being a model, being a playmate, I've been getting this for years, like all of that constantly. My fiance is Asian. I've been getting that. Oh my goodness, white girl dating an Asian. I've been like posted about the weirdest stuff. So wow. I've been getting hate for years. So this isn't new to me.
Yeah.
So I love
like articles, like full blown articles being about written about me with stuff. Yep.
Stupid, but I'm used to it, and I love trolling back. And that was actually part of the reasons I got banned. My partner manager was like, you need to delete these people as soon as they post stuff. You can't. You gotta moderate your chat, Holly. I was like, but it's fun.
Even if your tolerance is high, it starts ruining the viewer experience, and then it's not worth
it. You gotta cut that in the bud. I was like, but it's... I love just knowing that it doesn't, like, letting them know that it doesn't affect me. And a lot of my viewers like it because they just know I'm a bit of a smartass. But yeah, they're like, you need to stop. It's like, okay, I'm sorry.
Why do you think there's that toxicity on Twitch? Like, it bottles my mind how
it's
bad
just it's the
getting.
Internet.
Yeah.
It's just the internet. It's not even just Twitch. Like, it's everywhere. I mean, if you go on YouTube,
oh,
and
God.
You go through some channels, listen, like, there's some stuff being said that's out of control. Reddit, everywhere. It's just, it's being able to hide behind a wall.
Yeah, no consequences.
So here's an interesting question that not many people are even qualified to answer, but I believe that you are. Where is that line of, you know, you get the internet as a whole that gets this mob mentality, and sometimes mm-hmm. they go on witch hunts, and sometimes they have legitimate criticisms, yeah, or there's things that maybe you that was wrong that a person had done.
Right.
But where do you draw that line of like, oh, I just don't have to listen to the internet's always wrong and I'm doing the right things, and like, well, maybe I did kind of overstep and this is something that should be corrected?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened recently in the cosplay community. And other communities as well that have warranted witch hunts and lots of stuff, which has been quite intense.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like being a little older, getting into this as I was like a little older, I'll be 30 and like I've kind of been able to watch everything. And unfortunately, like, some crazy stuff happened at Anime Expo that warranted a lot of hate.
For you?
From people. Not me. Nope. But somebody I know. And it's been really interesting seeing like reactions and how people talk and that kind of stuff. It saddens me because everyone makes mistakes, especially when you're a bit younger. For example, one cosplayer, something that happened, she's a bit younger. And I understand people wanting to have validation and things corrected and putting people in their place. But I've also noticed that the internet does not let people learn,
yeah,
or even give them a chance to like grow and fix things and just be like, listen, they've gotten a lot of hate, let them chill, you guys chill. Maybe they'll learn, and if they don't, then they don't,
yeah,
and they're a shit person. But I've noticed that a lot of people just don't, they just keep going at everything this person does constantly. Every day it's a new something to try to tear them down, and you know, threats of every type of measure, and it's really sad to see. I don't know, everyone's human. It's so sad to see such hate being spewed without being like, hey guys, everyone makes mistakes, let them learn, and if they don't, well, that sucks. But yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting. It's totally a thing. And and like I was saying, not many people even know can't even comprehend that situation in general. But mm-hmm. just as someone who studies the human experience and lives and breathes and dies online from my job and my hobbies, it's just those things you notice that it's so unique, and we're still figuring it out. We got really deep. We should get back into some news stories.
Yes!
What's the next news story? Make it a happy one, please.
Happy one. Well, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Oh, the couple devs from BioWare, who are apparently not working on Anthem because they don't work there anymore, are making a new third-person action RPG called Breach that PC Gamer describes as straddling the boundaries between Diablo, Guild Wars 2, and Monster Hunter.
Wow. Okay, that's that's a good mix.
Okay.
I was like, that's some strong words.
I've watched a lot of Monster Hunter streams lately. I don't really have any interest in playing it, but I do kind of am just fascinated watching it. But that's kind of the reason I don't want to get into it, is I was at in DC watching one of the players. His name's Fozix. He was really into it. He says, yeah, I have like 70 hours in the past, you know, a week or something like that. It was a lot. And I was like, okay, you beat a monster. He's like, oh, I was just rebeating this one. I was like, oh, do you get like some special loot for rebeating them? He's like, no, I just want
just
to.
Cause.
And I was like, okay, well, when you beat the game, is there like an end game? No. Yeah, you just go. So I was like, well, why are you doing this?
And just because.
That's what crushed me on this game. But now if you talk about mixing it with something like a Diablo or a Guild Wars, where it's like other people and you can grind like crazy loot and there's a purpose, now we're talking the same language.
So also from that same article by PC Gamer, they said Breach takes place in a near future mashup of high fantasy and cyberpunk tech. I was like, this is just, they're kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
So yeah, the game plays out in 15-minute sessions as an asymmetrical multiplayer dungeon crawler. Four players choose highly customizable classes and complete missions in a gauntlet, while a fifth player takes the role of basically an omnipresent dungeon master type sort of deity that can kind of just throw shit at the map.
Oh.
They're like, there's a trap here, there's a monster here, like, just like a really
That's
angry
cool.
DM.
All right. Dungeons & Dragons is like, I think that will be when video games have hit their zenith. That is when we can stop and we can be like, all right, no more video games. Whenever we can create a video game that gives you Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Have you have you played that, Holly?
I have.
It sounds like a lot. Your laugh makes it sound like you played a lot.
I have not played a lot, but okay. I've played some games. Actually, I played with, oh my goodness, what's his name? He is like the Dungeon Master.
Something Mercer.
Matt Mercer?
Yeah. Matt Mercer?
The guy that does McCree's voice?
No. Oh, I don't know, but like I played with like, okay, I worked very interesting. I worked a bachelor party for a week in Colorado. They rented out like the biggest.
Hold on. This was one bachelor party that was a week long?
Yeah, a week long. Event. They had four custom computers, PCs that were flown in and built there at the number one ski villa in Colorado. And they hired, what's his name, like Alex or something? They hired this guy to come in and do like a personal epic night of D&D.
What was your role here?
I brought a cosplay. And I cosplayed and I played with them.
That's awesome.
What?
That's so cool.
They wanted, it was me and my friend CJ. They hired us to chill with them all week. We had a separate hotel. We'd come every day, watch movies, play video games, hang out. And one night we played like an epic game of like Dungeons and Dragons. It was like the funnest thing ever.
What was your character? What was the story boot?
Hey.
I know. I was like, oh.
I was trying to make her comfortable by speaking the language.
You're so mean.
I'm trying to make
it's
you feel
still
comfortable.
English. So mean. Well, me and my friend CJ were basically like just some of the baddie monsters in there. We weren't actually like fully involved with them as a team, but Yeah, well, I'm gonna find that guy's name.
While you're looking that up, Ivy, what's your Dungeons and Dragons experience?
I have never played. I was also warned against playing that game, just like WoW, that I would get addicted because I have an addictive personality when it comes to games.
I think
so.
D&D would be safe though, because D&D you can really only play with other people. So if nobody is available, then you can't play, and your addiction is like stopped.
Can I play with my cats?
No.
I mean,
they better be some smart cats.
Yeah.
They are.
They better be able to speak.
I don't know. I think Ivy, like, your true colors would come out. I want to say you would like somehow end up murdering one of your party members.
Should be chaotic.
Probably.
Evil. Should be 100%
chaotic. I would be a bad person in any game that would allow me to be a villain. I'd be like, I'd go full blown like super asshole.
I'm curious. Have you done the alignment chart thing? What is your alignment?
We actually did an episode on this and we talked about it, and I have no idea what. But you guys,
I think she was.
I don't know what I am.
Definitely chaotic. I think chaotic neutral or chaotic evil. She was on that side of the spectrum.
I'm definitely chaotic neutral, and same. I feel like you are?
Yeah.
Hey, Air 5.
I'm just neutral. I do what I want.
I think Ivy would definitely be on the evil side of the spectrum.
How do I confirm this?
There's like tons
this
of
is a test we can take.
Tests online. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a ton of them.
Then
we can
do
this
later.
Have you done it, Holly? Where do you align?
No, I have not done it. I would be evil for sure.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
There's tons of charts out there. I recommend looking. You learn a lot about yourself when you do those. What do we got next?
So that's most of like the game announcements. So now I can kind of do the rapid fire of what we got new trailers for. As this is an audio podcast, it's not like we're going to play the trailers. So if you hear something you like, go look it up. We got, oh my God, there's a lot of these.
I love that. If you like something you like, go look it up.
And that's an Emma tip.
Fuck off. New trailers for Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Fallout 76, Resident Evil 2, Metro Exodus, Darksiders 3, The Sinking City, Ace Combat, The Quiet Man. We got gameplay for The Crew 2, Trials Rising. We got new Smash Ultimate gameplay.
Ooh.
For those of you that are Smash fans, featuring Dark Samus, Crom, and King K. Rool, which I guess they hadn't showed before.
They did
they mostly
King K. Rool. Donkey Kong.
They mostly showed like their intros. No real gameplay.
Yeah. So we got that. Oh, Battlefield 5 got a new trailer, and more importantly, their open beta date. If you pre-ordered the game or you have Origin Access Premiere, whatever they're trying to make that into, you get it September 4th. Otherwise, you get it a whole 2 days later.
September I can't wait 6th. That long. Did they show the Battle Royale mode?
I don't know, and I don't care.
I have
There was actually like a good amount of... There was like three or four games that announced their Battle Royale, and I was like, we're going to skip this.
So if you hear what you like, go look it up.
I've had a really hard time pulling the trigger on doing a pre-order. I know there's games I want, and I know I'm going to buy them. And you can save like 20% on Amazon if you just do the pre-order thing. But
really?
I just can't bring myself to do it.
Why?
I don't know. I put it in my cart, and then I stare at it for a little bit, and then I just remove it. I'm like, no, I can't do it.
You know what it is? It's because we're veteran game players. We know day one... the servers are going to be down.
Yeah, that's true.
If the servers aren't down, there's going to be glitches, and we'll have to wait for the day 3 patch to fix it.
It's been going between Super Mario Party, Let's Go Eevee, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, which I should just pull the trigger on that one, and then Red Dead. I've done
Everyone
that.
In chat saying that 20% is going away on Amazon.
Yeah,
oh no!
They're getting rid of that.
I guess that's actually not surprising, because Best Buy got rid of their Gamers Club discount, and that was the only reason they had that, was to compete with that.
Yeah, okay.
I guess
they teamed up. They're like, why are we doing this? Let's both just get the 20%
right?
back. Yeah. All right, that was our show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank the incredible Holly T. Wolf for being on the show. Let people know where they can... watch more of your content.
Yeah. So all my socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, are all Holly Wolf. I've got a YouTube channel. It's just, Holly Wolf TV. Okay. They deleted that 1 year ago. I had to redo that. That was great. I have bad luck, guys.
I mean, maybe that's once it. Is bad luck, but this many times, you might want to look at your life, Holly T. Wolf.
Wow.
Jeez. Oh no. We gotta redo things. But yeah, Holly T. Wolf across the board. So that's really it. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
It was great. Have you done many podcasts before? Were we okay?
Yeah. I've done a few. Mostly with my my Zelda friends.
Okay. All right. Ivy Doom Kitty, what is your schedule looking like?
Oh, man. Oh, geez, Rick. Every single day that's going on. Literally, you know, I am busy every single day for the next 2 weeks. I've got, what's that con? Sabaton Con in Arizona. The following weekend, and then the weekend after that, I'm going to Long Beach Comic Con, and that'll seal the deal for everything for the next, 3 weeks in terms of cons. Over the weekend, I've got some stuff with a bunch of people, which is really cool.
Oh, and, yeah, very, very specific there. All right, cool. I didn't just really ask you just to know. I was asking if you wanted to promote things to your fans.
I'm with a group.
I don't need to know what you're going to have for breakfast tomorrow. I don't know when you're streaming.
I didn't want to offend you, Corey. I'm going to an escape room with Nerd Reactor.
Why would that offend me? I love Nerd Reactor.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. All right. Then if you do, then yeah. I'm going to go to an escape room with him. Maybe go watch Christopher Robin with my parents.
Is that out?
Yeah. It's been out for like 6 months, Holly.
It's been out for like 2 weeks.
In Canada, you'll get it next year. Don't worry.
But I heard the first 10 minutes are rough, and then I don't know. But like, that's what I've been told.
I don't want to hear nothing. Like, you want nothing about it?
No spoilers.
I don't know. All I know is it's like everyone that has seen it has said it's awesome. You've got to see it. So I'm going to see it with my parents on Saturday as well.
All right, cute. So if you guys want to go watch that movie with her parents, be sure to go to...
No! And you can find me on social media outlets under Ivy Doom Kitty.
There we go. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted when I asked what you were doing, Ivy. David, you want to take a shot at this?
So tomorrow, I have to go to work in the morning, and I'll be streaming.
She's telling us she's going to go to the movies with her parents. This is time for plugs. All right, continue.
Friday night, I'm going to do a long Minecraft stream.
Okay.
Ooh.
Co-stream with my wingman, wingwoman over here.
Either way.
All right, we get it. You're Top Gun. Okay. We got it.
Maverick.
I just don't want to be Goose because I don't want to die.
Yeah. Oh, so you know that much.
I mean, I do. And also, you put it in chat. But well, I actually did already know
the movie's that. 30 years old, I think. Yeah. Spoilers are.
Spoiler. Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, Minecraft on Friday.
Okay. And Emma, what's your schedule looking like for the stream?
Tomorrow I'll be on, I want to say 1 p.m. I'm working on some more creative stuff. I'm working on that big, giant fucking bow that will never be done. Yep. But it has to be done by next Wednesday because that's when the photo shoot is.
It's awesome, though. It looks really good.
So tomorrow at 1, I'll be working on that bow. Friday night, we'll be doing that Minecraft stream. And other than that, I will be in a crunch that I have made for myself. There's not even a con. I just gave myself a deadline.
That's good.
That's good, though.
It's called motivation.
Yeah.
And for me, I got absolutely nothing going on. I am home, and I'm staying home.
You
so.
Gonna go see the movies with parents or
nope.
something? No.
Nope. Right. That's it.
You guys are such assholes. Well, I am proud to go see the movies, with my parents, okay?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Cool. I'm also going to go to Disney at some point.
Ooh.
And I went to a goth club last night. That was amazing.
Oh my gosh. All right. This is okay.
This is what happened. We'll talk about it in the after show.
This is what the after show is for, people. For the real David Webb, Emma Skies, Ivy Doom Kitty, Holly T. Wolf, my name is Corey saying, you've just been banged.